Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
404-263-0941. Join us and give us a call if you can offer some advice for group therapy, because that is how it works. Let's welcome Katie and Buford to the show. Hey, Katie.
Hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
Good morning.
All right, what's on the table this morning? What do you need some help with?
All right, guys. So I bought a house a few months ago, my first one. Very
Congrats.
Exciting. Thanks. And now, I've been living there a couple months, now my old roommates want to move in. They've hit a financial snag, and they want to move in with me. And to be totally honest, like, I don't want them to. I love them. They're my best friends, but I don't want to live with them anymore. They're slobs, and they act, like, really young still. They, like, party like they're 21, and it's just not really where I'm at anymore. But it's the holidays. They're my best friends. I feel bad. So I was thinking I would say, yeah, you can come crash with me for 6 weeks, like, through the end of the year, but then you got to get your own place again. Like, help them get back on their feet, and then, you know, get them out the door.
That sounds like a good idea. Like, 2020, you're on your own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I help you out in 19.
Yeah.
As soon as the calendar turns over, no mo.
Yeah. I just wasn't sure if that was, like, a really, you know, not nice. Like, I didn't know if that was kind of a crappy thing to do, or, like, if there would be resentment if I, like, kicked him out, or what if he didn't want to leave? Like, what if they kind of were like, I'm still in trouble? You know, like, if I open that door.
Okay.
I don't know.
404-263-0941. Can you help out Katie with group therapy this morning? Should you put your friend? It's, to me, it sounds like, do you put your friend's needs first or your own needs first? Because that's really what this whittles down to, right?
Katie, this is your house. You bought this house with your money that you've worked very hard for, correct?
Yeah.
And you said your roommates, while BFFs, are slobs and still act like they're in college, correct?
Yeah.
You're done. You're in a new part of your life.
Right.
You're growing up.
Really?
You're moving on. It is time for you to say, hey, listen, we can hang out on the weekends. We can have a barbecue, but this is my house. We're not renting anymore. This is my house. Sorry. I'll see you on the weekends.
But what if they pay her rent? Katie, are they going to pay you?
We haven't really, like, talked about it yet, but the whole thing is that they're in financial trouble. They need to, like, save up some, so I wasn't going to charge them or anything.
Oh, no.
Because it's only 6 weeks.
No.
Right. Is this a good idea or not? 404-263-0941.
Mm-mm, girl, I'm sorry. You got to cut the cord. You just have to. This is your house. You can say no. I mean, if you're in an Airbnb, then sure, charge them. But no, I would not have them back in my house.
Really? Just not at all?
No, not at all. Because this is your chance to break away. You said you lived with them before. So no, you're not coming back staying in my house.
All right, well, Jennifer in Lawrenceville is here to help out. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, so I would suggest you get it in writing, because there have been people to take advantage. I had a friend who stayed with us for a while, agreed to help out with some of the stuff, and ended up not doing that and staying longer than allowed.
Oh, okay. So you've had a bad experience in this situation.
Yeah.
Are you guys friends still?
Yeah, just not as close.
Yeah, that'll ruin it really
Katie,
quick.
Six weeks is going to turn into 8 weeks, which is going to turn into 3 months, which is going to turn into a year. This is a bad move. I don't like it at all.
404-263-0941. Join us for group therapy. If you had this experience, friends living with you, is it a good idea, bad idea? Help out Katie here with group therapy. This is Jen and Friends on Star 94.1. Your calls are next.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
See if you can help out Katie this morning. 404-263-0941. So Katie in Buford, you just bought a house, but what's going on with your friends if somebody's just jumping into the show?
And now my old roommates want to move in with me, but they're slobs, they party a lot, but they're in trouble. So I want to give them 6 weeks that they can live with me and then they have to move out. And I'm wondering if I did the right thing.
So should you put your own needs first or your friend's needs first is essentially the question. Terry in Loganville is here to help. Hey, Terry.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
6 weeks really isn't enough time if people are having financial problems to even make a dent in that issue. And if they move in with her and party and spend money that they shouldn't, I think she's going to resent them, and it's going to end in a bad way.
Okay.
Good point. Yep.
I agree on the resentful nature, because if you're working hard, Katie, and paying all the bills, and they're partying, you're going to be like, wait a second, why did I even give him a chance to live with me?
In 6 weeks, how many paychecks is that going to give them to save up? Not very many.
Great call, Terry. Thank you so much. We got Teresa in East Point who wants to help out. Hey, Teresa, welcome to Group Therapy.
Hey, good morning. I love your show. How's everybody?
Hey, we love you.
Yes, I just wanted to give some advice. I've had people live with me, lovers, friends. It never works out because your home is your safe space. So, yes, it's your sanctuary. You need to come home and feel at peace. So if you know you're inviting chaos, it's only going to create more chaos. And when you have to kick them out, you're not going to be friends anyway. I tell my friends no all the time. And I feel great when I do it. I'm like, oh, you're having a hard time. I love you, but no. Even if I have money and they need it, oh, that's so terrible. I hope it works out. No.
Let me pray for you.
Yes. I'll just say a word of prayer. I love you. Bye.
Yeah.
So when you're getting older, you have to put your needs first, always. So that's my advice there.
And for Katie, it's got to be
Teresa.
Tough, too, on like a Tuesday night if her buddies are partying, and you got to work the next morning.
Exactly. Right. It doesn't sound like you need a crystal ball for this one. All of these folks have had experiences, including Casey in Gainesville. Hey, Casey.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What happened?
Well, I actually had a family member live with me, and what was supposed to only be a little while turned into 3 years.
Whoa. 3 years,
and
Casey?
I know, and I have kids, and, like, they stayed up all night and slept all day and started out paying rent, but then a couple months, and they didn't anymore, and I just wanted to let her know that in Georgia, there's tenant laws. And if you let somebody live in your house, whether it be a day or a month, they don't have to leave unless you legally evict them, whether or not you have something in writing or not.
Yeah.
And after the eviction, they have 30 days. Ooh. And if they don't leave after that, then you have to go to court.
Oh, that sounds
so it's
ugly.
Not something, mm-hmm. It is.
No,
so
you
it's
don't.
It's not something that is just fixed by, like, okay, you got to leave now.
Right. Thank you so much for the call, Casey, and thanks for sharing your story with us, because that's what group therapy is all about, right? Like, your story can help somebody else. Deanna in Dallas, do you have experience with this?
Yes. My husband and I have two rental homes, and she definitely needs to have a legal written contract, not just verbal, but written contract signed up. I would suggest she does get money from them. And, you know, make sure that there's, you know, an end to the lease. And I don't know if she'd even do it in the first place.
That's a smart idea. Thanks so much for the call, Deanna. Katie, did this help at all? Or now you're more nervous?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it makes me feel better without my initial instinct that this was not a good idea. Yeah,
nothing says so BFF for life like a contract.
I know.
Like a tenant contract.
But if you've already offered it to them, maybe putting it in writing is a good thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, I mean, I'm definitely going to do that now. And but maybe I'll also
all right, Curtis,
feel that a little more. Because now I kind of wish I hadn't offered at all.
I know. Curtis, if I had one of those little magic eight balls and shook it up right now, what do you think the prediction is?
Not today, Satan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.